All right, good evening. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic now? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The July meeting, as we know, has been canceled, so the next monthly meeting will be on August 16th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, at this point, I appear to be the only one that's in here on Echolink, so I will move forward and I'll open the floor for regular guests and members. Members and guests will do it backwards. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is M2PFM. Good evening.
KC2WI WAKU.
Okay, I do see there is an Echolink user in here, KA3TFB. I'll let you jump in ahead of everyone here quickly. Go ahead and take the floor there, Bill.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater. Hey, indeed, a good evening from Western Pennsylvania here, KA3TFB here. Hey, we're warm, and it's a sundown here, so about the mid-80s here. And we did have some rain every morning here for a brief, real brief shower, so we're not dry yet. But the heat is on its way. Hey, thanks for letting me step ahead of everybody. I had some issues with powering up here. I had to reboot the telephone here. Best evening to everybody up there. Stay cool. KA3TFB will be listening. Over.
Okay, Bill, no problem there. I was having some issues myself here. I've been reconfiguring my network, so I'm having some issues. And, guys, I didn't forget about you up there that checked in already. We had check-ins from WA2U, John, KC2WIP, and at the top of our list is N2PFM, George. George, how are things out your way? We'll start with you.
Well, good evening, Kevin James and everybody else on the net, Pete and John and everyone else. We got a temperature today, not right now, I say, 63 degrees after a range of 51 to 77. Beautiful sunshine most of the day. It hit a couple times for a few minutes and came out again. But it was an absolutely beautiful day. Can't complain. It's going to get hotter. It was a weekend, I think. There's a heat warning for its approach 90, I think, on Saturday and Sunday. I think Friday's supposed to be some heavy thunderstorms from the looks of it. So that's about it here. I'm staying home, like I say, with what I got. I got to stay home most of the time. So I've been doing a lot of work around here. Some housework today, and gotta get some more stuff done outside and try to get things fixed up and finally get everything in the order that I always wanted it anyway, in the first place. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s, and the Lewis County Fair is going full swing. And to PFM clear.
All right, yeah, George, do keep an eye to the sky because I do know that the weather is, one, yes, it's going to get hot, two, it's going to be humid, and three, if we do get any thunderstorms, some could reach severe limits. Do take care out there over the next three, 4 days because they are saying that it is going to be quite hot, humid, So check on those that are, you know, suffering with health issues, and, of course, the elderly and the young. All right, we'll move down the list. KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing tonight?
KC2WI. Well, I'm just trying not to think about it. I missed a really nice day today. I was in the house working pretty much all day. Much better than being in the office closed in. At least the doors were open, the windows were open. You know, I could step out on the porch. People came to drop stuff off, and we did business on the porch, so to speak. I biked over to the post office. So it was better than being really, really in, like, in the office, you know, but boy, I just missed it, and I missed yesterday kind of the same way, and yeah, the weather forecast is not good, and I would have much rather have been inside. Well, I'm going to be inside on Friday. Tomorrow I got a busy day, and Sunday, unfortunately, boy, I don't know. I'm going to, unless it's really miserable, I'm planning to go to the Hamfest there, in the Utica Hamfest in Deerfield, and it just doesn't sound like it's going to be really pleasant Hamfest weather, though. And Saturday, I was planning to sort of, you know, be around here and get stuff together and load up the car, but I don't know. I may head up to the stay up at the lake and then just go down, you know, and see what's there. I may have a little time tomorrow to get a few things together, but just does not sound good. I hate hot weather like that. Unless if I'm up home, up in Lake Pleasant, sleep on the porch, go swimming, you know, do all that stuff. Even if I got to do some work, it's not bad at all. But it's a totally different story here in the valley, and of course it'd be even worse in the city somewhere. KC2WI.
Yeah, okay, Pete. Believe me, I totally understand that, staying inside and trying to get things caught up, because I had to tear my entire network apart here at the house. The cable modem apparently went belly up and was causing all the problems. So once I got that going, then I had to reestablish everything in my network, and I just changed a few things around, make it, one, a little bit tighter, and two, a little bit more convenient for myself and my landlord to use, so that way it makes it nice. So, all right, we'll move down the list. John, WA2U, how are things out there on the Hinckley Reservoir tonight?
WA2U, well, everything is beautiful. Say good evening to everyone on frequency here. I think I heard Bill and George and Pete, yourself there, Kevin James. I don't know. I think that covers the gamut so far. But good evening to the listeners that are out there. Yep, the Lewis County Fair is going on. It won't be long before the United County Fair up in Boonville. So about 59 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Had a really good day today. Kathy worked out in the garden as usual, brought in some fresh spinach and some vegetables, and what else? I got out for a little while, ran down and did a couple errands, Kathy and I, down at the Northway, and came back. Had some kids that are up the road, young fellows that, it's hard to find someone to do stuff, but they give them a few bucks and it keeps them busy, keeps us happy, keeps them happy. So one of them mowed the lawn. They're in their late teens. He had a ball with a lawnmower, so he did that so Kathy could work on the garden. It's nice to, we're glad we can afford to, you know, to watch stuff being done instead of having to do everything. And I gave the other guy out trimming all the trees up by the road. I want to clear that whole area up. So told him to clear some of the stuff away where the big tree is, where I've cut up a lot of wood, and told him to bring that over by the fire ring. So I'll get the really, really big stuff with the, I'll have Kathy get that with a power wolf on. So she likes driving that around. But we had a good day. so I guess it's going to get really warm and toasty. Our mode of operation here is to put the fans in the window, cool the place down, get up around 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, shut all the windows, and people, we had some company today, they came over, and the lady, the mom of the young guys that were here, she drove them over. She thought we had air conditioning. I said, no, just the house. That's how we deal with that. Pete O'Kay on the Deerfield Ham Fest is talking. I guess it's 146.76. 146.76. Doors open at 8 o'clock, I guess. $5 at the door, something of that nature. But it's, I guess that's a replacement for the one that used to be down in Frankfurt. But, you know, you really get surprised at some of the smaller fests. They're, you get the, it's kind of like Beck's Grove that used to be down there in Rome. You see a lot of people. It's kind of like a great big family reunion sort of thing, you know. You see a lot of people, and sometimes you get the best deals, even though there's not a lot of vendors there and stuff. Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you. We'll say good evening to everyone. I'm going to go out and sit on the deck here and enjoy the sounds of the Adirondacks. So, oh, and George, I'm working on this cable thing. They're going to give me a quote. But I've been pushing and pushing and pushing. And they're going to get me some information. So we'll see what it costs to bring the line in. But it might be worth the cost considering the level of aggravation that we're getting now. I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. Good evening. WATU.
Okay, John, it sounds like you have all kinds of fun activities going on your way. Yeah, I hear you're 59 degrees. I'll top you. I'm still a little bit above that. I'm at 64 currently outside here in Oneonta, New York. And we had a high of 77 today, so it wasn't really too bad. Nice sunny skies. It was pleasant. But like I say, I was like Pete, stuck in kind of putzing around here trying to get this network back up and running. So, like I say, Pete will be proud of me for doing that. 99% of the way there, I try to access Echolink through my laptop, and it did not like it. So something's not 100% kosher there. I'll figure that one out here. I've done it before, so it's just a matter of getting back in on it. So, all right, I will throw another call out there for any other check-ins. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
KC2TQR, Chuck from Vernon. Good evening, all.
Hey, it's Chuck, KC2QQR from out in Vernon. What is happening out your way tonight?
KC2QQR. Well, not a whole lot, but I enjoyed the afternoon after I got home from work. Did some, I was working on my shelves out in the garage and enjoying the 75 degree temperatures that we had. Right now we're right around 68 degrees out there, so it's definitely comfortable. And other than that, had a great day today. Made it through work and got my shelves all stained up, so I'm done with that. Then almost had an accident with the stain. I almost dropped it on the floor, which wouldn't have been good. But luckily I saved it, so I was good there. Didn't want to be cleaning stain off a concrete floor. That's not fun. At least it's all done. Now I just got to do the laborious work of hanging the stuff. But I'm going to make sure it sets up good, and then I'll hang it up this weekend and get that all done. That'll be another project all set. And I'll be at the Utica, the RadioCom Ham Fest. So hopefully I'll see some folks there. And, yeah, some of the smaller ham fests, you can be surprised at what you can find, and I agree, it's, there's some good stuff at them, but I'll be there. Don't know how long I'll be there. I did offer to I offer to help set things up over there, or help in any shape, way, shape, or form, but we'll see what happens. And other than that, hope everyone's having a great evening. I'm certainly enjoying my evening. I'm on the radio, on the internet, enjoying the evening, so can't complain. Definitely can't complain. So with that, everyone have a great evening, and check back in tomorrow evening. So 7-3 to everyone. Have a great evening. KCQQR, back to you, Kevin James.
All right, Chuck. Wow, sounds like you've got some plans ahead of you, too. So, yeah, I wished I could make it up in the valley this weekend for some of the activities that are going on. Unfortunately, well, shouldn't say it that way. It is fortunate. My brother and his wife and kids are visiting from Texas. So we're going to have the family getting together to do some stuff here. And, yeah, they just literally got here about an hour and a half ago. So they're sitting down at my parents' house having some dinner and kind of catching up and unwinding. And as soon as I'm done with Net here, I'm probably going to at least, chat with them for a few. So, all right, I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. And I tell you what, we'll open up the floor for comments or queries. Come now, please.
WA to you with a query.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. John with a query. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is, and good evening to Chuck, and this is for Pete if he's still there. Pete, I was curious, KC2WI, if you, there's a Panther Lake or Panther Pond. The reason I was wondering, a few days ago I was sitting out here on the deck and I was listening to the Forest Ranger, a couple of kids that were lost. It was like 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night. So, and they were mentioning various snowmobile trails, and they were having quite the time. And I was thinking, I'll bet Pete knows where all these trails are. WA to you.
I have heard of it, but I can't think that I've been there or know exactly where it is. I think there's probably, you know, I'm sure there's a Panther Lake and there's a Panther Pond. You know, it's just like there's a 47, somebody said once, Mud Lakes in the Adirondacks. There's two Gull Lakes, and funny thing is they're not very far apart. but I don't know where that is. I would guess it's, you know, if it was kids sort of lost, it's probably not that, it's probably not too far away from civilization. It sounds familiar, but I can't put my finger on it.
Okay, yeah, I was curious. I mentioned to another friend, he goes, well, I know what Panther Mountain is. I said, no, it's Panther Lake or something. I didn't hear anything on the news, so that's a good sign, but when I was listening to the sheriff's department up there and the state police and the families, and well, as I said, it was about 10:30 at night. I'm trying to remember what night it was, but yeah, I'll have to get on and see if we can. I was just kind of curious. I don't know if they mentioned still water or whatever, but 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, so, and they didn't have a whole lot of radio communications up there, so that was not a good thing either. Anyways, thanks, Pete. I'll turn it. Thanks, Kevin James. WAT back to Net. Good evening.
Yeah, KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net here. Yeah, I was just going to say, the past few nights, man, it's been a little on the cold side, so I would not want to be out unless I had some good warm clothes or access to some kind of a heat source. So hopefully those kids were found. So, all right, with that, I will throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Basically looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. All right, I'll make this a final call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Final call. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 21:22 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had George, N2PFM, KC2WIP, WA2U John, K3TFB Bill down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania through Echolink, and we also had KC2QQR Chuck over there in Verona saying hello to us tonight. And, of course, we appreciate all of the listeners out there on the scanners, and I always say, if you want to join us, get your ham ticket and jump in and hang out with us. It's always a pleasure. All right, I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. I will be clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB logging off the Echo Link system. Indeed, good evening. Good job there, Kevin James. KA3TFB clear.
Okay, 7-3, KA3TFB. KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. We appreciate it very much out here. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. I may be on the road, so if I don't make it in, forgive me. I'll try to catch you Friday then. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KC2QQR going back to net frequency and clear.